This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A measure requiring Coloradans to be 21 or older to purchase a firearm cleared the Democratic-controlled House mostly along party lines yesterday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
State lawmakers debated a package of gun bills for more than 30 hours between Friday and Sunday. It was one of the longest lawmaking marathons in recent memory that ended only when Democrats limited debate. Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford says she told her 7-year-old son she's working to prevent gun violence.
He immediately asked if that meant that he wouldn't have to do any more of the hiding and because someone has a gun and wants to hurt people drills. That's what he calls them.
Proponents say increasing the age to purchase a firearm will help the state curb gun violence. Democrats did amend the bill to allow those under 21 to possess a firearm, just not buy one. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Turnout in the Colorado Springs municipal election saw about a 2.5% bump after the weekend. But as KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports, it's still pretty low.
Just under 13% of residents who received a ballot have returned them to the city clerk's office. That's as of Monday. There is no in-person voting for this election, and voters should now use one of more than 24 drop boxes located throughout the city. Turnout for spring elections typically comes in at under 40%, but it tends to be higher when there's a mayoral race. Current Mayor John Southers is term limited. 12 people are running to replace him. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
You can find more information on the municipal elections in Colorado Springs at CPR.org. You can also find information on Denver's local elections at Denverite.com. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air.